All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Friday, October 17th of 2025. And looking ahead here, we have some NHL action as well as some MLB action. We have trucks kicking off pretty soon here for NASCAR, and then a bunch of DFS coming at you over the weekend in the form of college football, NFL, as well as a host of other sports. So, for those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use a SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions, get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there's a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do the show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do the show here tomorrow on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days, get your questions answered. All right. With that said, let's get SaberSim pulled up on the screen, and we will jump into questions that came in prior to the show. First question of the day, would love to know what's the best settings when running 150 lineups. So it's probably a question I would imagine for the Sunday NFL main slate here. Really good news. We have a great video breaking this down. When you go over to Saber School in the top left-hand corner, you go to Saber System. There is a video here. And maybe it's not here anymore. Okay, things must be getting updated behind the scenes. I must not be aware of it, which is okay. So I think this is getting a little update currently, right? Because this welcome video now has Jordan's face on it. So more info to come on that. But with regards to settings, okay, so we are going to give you the settings that we recommend automatically. We're going to do that right out of the gate. We're going to do that by default, okay? So the min-max salary, we don't recommend changing it. The settings as far as the sliders, hey, if there were better sliders, we would put them automatically for you, right? But these are the best sliders based on our back testing, you know? As far as rules go, there is one default rule. This is turned off by default, and you might not see it unless you open up this group section. This don't use players against opposing defense is like a pretty good or like common rule where, you know, obviously I don't want Jonathan Taylor and the Chargers defense, because if he gets a touchdown, then that's going to hurt them. And there's like a lot of negative correlation there. So we've built the rule ahead of time for you. I would recommend turning it on. I think it's a good rule to have. Outside of that, we don't have any default filters. Don't recommend any, no other rules like in the stacks or aggregate sections, right? When I pop these open. So what you see out of the gate should be very, very close to what we recommend here. The only thing is maybe turning on this rule. That is like the only thing that you really need to touch outside of making the two required projection adjustments to unlock the build lineups button. That is only a rule on DraftKings. It is not a rule on FanDuel, Yahoo, etc. So that is really all you need to do to get going with building lineups for NFL. All right, next question. I'd like to see some examples of editing lineup pools and grouping contests for entering single entries, 20 max, 3 max, and 150s NFL Sunday. Okay, so I did ask for like a little bit of clarification here because I think maybe they were getting at something kind of specific. But what I really think you should do, right, is upload your entry file. Go through these different templates, okay? And I think this is example one I was doing. Go through these different templates and see what they do. See how each one interacts with your entry file and see if you either like it or don't. But you're not really going to know until you click on each one, right? So like this top one will put all your entries together, but it will only give you as many lineups as your biggest contest. So if your biggest contest has 20 entries, then you're only going to get 20 lineups. The direct fill one in the middle, this one will give you all of it will give you the same amount of lineups as you have entries. So even if your max is a 20, but you have four 20s, you're going to get 80 lineups, right? The one group per contest is going to go through and put a group for each contest you're playing. If you're playing 10 contests, you're going to get 10 groups, right? Maybe one of these suits you, you know, maybe one of these is like, perfect. This is exactly what I want. If one isn't, okay, well, hey, great. You also have the ability to come in here and basically build your own, right? Maybe you want to group your satellites. Okay, hey, make a group for all of my contests where the type is satellite. Okay, awesome, you know? And we'll make this group one. And then I'll add a second group. And then I'll go back and I'll name the first one, right? And I'll call this satellites. But then after that, you know, I'm just playing a bunch of GPPs. I actually liked the one group per contest, but the only thing about it I didn't like were that all my satellites were separate, right? Now all of my satellites are together. Then I can just go ahead and create a group for all of my other contests and I'm done, right? So this, you know, adding one allows for that customization. It really just depends what you want, right? So there's some defaults where we're trying to cover most scenarios, but you know, there's always going to be times where people want to do something like very specific and something better might suit them. And so they have the ability to do that with this, with the subgroups, right? You can drag and drop these if you want. So there's a lot of ability here to dial things in as much as you want to. All right, next question. Can you show us how to review previous contests, including how to view other users' lineups, stacks, and related stats? Yeah, absolutely. So let's say we go back to last Sunday. You know, we're getting ready for the main slate this week. And we go to NFL. And we're going to go pick a contest, right? Maybe I want to pick a smaller contest here. I'm going to pick the Wildcat, right? Okay, I come in, I pick the Wildcat. All right, now maybe I want to go and look at some top users. I want to look at people who are 150 maxing, right? And, you know, I'm going to sort by sim ROI. And maybe I want to look at Shady Advice, right? Okay, so first off, pop out the projections tab. Okay, I'm going to pull this out a little bit. So this is like total ownership right now, right? And then this is total exposure, which is all the lineups. Well, when I plus icon on Shady, okay, it's going to dial in on his lineups, right? His 150 are going to be present. Now, there's a couple of things. I know we're going back and forth to Discord about this a little bit. And Chris jumped in. Shout out, Chris. You got to be a little bit careful here, okay? And one of the main reasons you need to be careful is because if you put two users on simultaneously, it's basically looking for lineups that they both played at the same time. And there's like none. So it's either one at a time here. So here the exposures update, right? Okay, well, there's also another thing that you need to be careful with. So right now I'm on Papa Gates, right? Okay, I can see his exposures properly. If I want to go to another contest now, and maybe I go to a contest that he might not have played, you know, such as, let's go to like a small single entry. Okay, the $2 Mega Minimax. Okay, when I click on this, okay, the results are going to load in a minute. Okay, great. But when I go over to the leaderboard, I don't see anything. The reason I'm not seeing anything is because the filter for Papa Gates is still on and it's looking for lineups that he played. So if I go over here back to the Wildcat, it's still filtered for him. So I need to turn this off, go back to my $2 Mega Mini Max. And now the leaderboard loads. So that is the big thing happening here is you got to make sure to turn off those filters. So I think there might be one way. I want to try it right now because I saw it pop up slightly. So let's just like go to the Mega Millionaire. Okay. Let's look at a maxer. All right. Click on Shady and then I go down. This $2 safety should be fine because I'm sure he didn't play it. All right. This is like slightly cut off, but this filters has like a little one next to it. That's telling me that a filter is on. I think I can just turn that off. And then now I can see this. Yeah. So it looks like it does work. And actually it shows you if one is on. So just click this. And then you can turn off any filter that is present, although it is slightly cut off. So it's like a little hard to see. But if you're aware of it, I think you might be more likely to catch that. So, but yeah, I mean, that's basically it. You know, you can come in here. We go back to the Wildcat. Go to users, plus icon. Go through all their stacks. Individual player exposures. This is actual ownership, right? So, you know, you could see what the leverage is. Like, okay, this is the ownership. This is how much they played of them. This is where they got above or below the field on. And just kind of go from there. So that is all my tips and tricks for Flashback here. All right, next question. Can you download the field lineups from SaberSim? So the short answer is no. The longer answer is that it is only available on our Elite subscription, which is like an annual subscription that we released last Black Friday. I don't know if it's coming back this Black Friday or not. It is something that we had open for like a week long period, and then we haven't reopened the gate since. So I don't know exactly when it's coming back, but I do know it's only available on that top annual subscription. Okay. Let's go back to office hours. And looks like we're caught up here. Cool. Awesome. So why don't we do a little bit of a build demo? This is like good with our first original question of like going back to like 150 max kind of settings. So this like works perfect as like a demo for that. So I'm going to come in here and I'm going to change this lineups to like what ultimate is. I'm going to do my rules. So I'm going to turn on this one default and then I'm going to make my two adjustments to projections. All right, cool. So this is all set. Build lineups, this button is green. I'm just going to kick this off, right? This is basically all you need to do when you are loading up SaberSim for the first time. I know there's like a lot of information overload. Oh, actually, this is last week. Let's go back to this week. Okay, there we go. All right, we'll roll with those adjustments. Looks like the rule's on. So the only other thing you would want to do is upload your template file. So like typically the way we recommend your workflow should go is like reserve your entries first on the site. Bring your entry file into SaberSim so SaberSim knows what contest you're playing, and then build lineups. That way we can create all of your groups for all of your contests. So that is the workflow that we generally recommend. And then you would just download the file. As long as you're signed into SaberSim on the same browser, as long as you are signed into SaberSim and DraftKings on the same browser, you can just use this hyperlink. It will go to DraftKings, grab the file for you, download it to your browser, and then you just drag and drop it in here. Then basically from there, the templates up here on the top left of this pop-out will create all of your groups automatically for you. Depending on which one you have selected, we recommend one starring the one you want to use. the star makes it so it auto creates, it auto uses that one on future builds and slates. And then you can just click it as well if it's like your first time doing it, and then it'll create all your groups for you. But it'll basically look like this. If you're playing 120 max, you're playing more contests, you'll have like additional groups with, you know, maybe different number of lineups, right? So that is how that works. But for now, I'm just going to roll with this manual one I created. So we're going to change lineups here to 150. And we're going to re-diversify. All right. So it looks like this should have run. If you ever need the diversifier to rerun, it's easiest to just change a max exposure from 100 to 99. That'll like cause a change. Interesting. My portfolio diversifier doesn't seem to want to work in that build. Anytime you're having trouble, the best thing to do is just simply open up a brand new build, start over. Each build workspace is like kind of independent. So if there's like something wrong in this one, starting, it's like a fresh page, turning the page, throwing that one away. So let's try this again. I'm going to drop the number of lineups down a little bit here, just save a little bit of time. And lineups are finishing. Create a group with 150, check. Run Sims. Run diversifier. Okay, cool. So new build worked. Sometimes that happens. I like to view my lineups in this expanded view. Just feels a little bit more comfortable. All right. So now it's time to start analyzing my lineups, right? This is the part where it's just kind of all customization. One quick note, right? For individual positions, I recommend using the All tab, and then I recommend using this position column. So like what I would much rather people do is come in here rather than say running back, receivers, and then, you know, start like adjusting minimum exposures or things like that, right? Come in here to the All tab, right click on position, and then go to the running backs. Now I'm only looking at running backs, right? And then switch it and then go to the tight ends, for instance, right? The reason for this is because of the flex position. So like if I come into the running back and you know what, maybe I don't like Breece Hall, you know, 28% exposure feels just like way too much to him and I don't like it. So I want to set a max exposure to him. Okay, I could set a max exposure to him, but that only occurs in the running back slot. If Saberson likes him, they could just go and put him in the flex. So then I might end up with the same amount of overall exposure to this player, just in a different position. So it's like Saberson kind of circumventing what you're ultimately trying to do, which is control his exposure. And it's just like a positional thing because he has running back slash flex eligibility. So that's why, in my opinion, it is better to look at the players from the All tab. But aside from that, that's like the one big thing to be aware of, right? It's only for players that go in the flex, like QBs and defense, you don't need to do from the All, but tight ends, wide receivers, running backs, I definitely would do. So like, I'm totally fine going into quarterback. You can make adjustments in this page. Defense, you can make adjustments in this page. But the position players come in and do it from the all. But aside from that, it's just all about kind of dialing things in at the moment. And, you know, to your liking, right? We don't really have that much positive leverage, 10% max. Negative leverage, negative 9%. So kind of a tight band. Portfolio is really good at managing your exposures for you. And it's just about working in any opinions you might have and just kind of going from there. But I really like the way our leverages and exposures look out of the gate. I'd be happy with these, and then I'd be ready to save them and upload them to my contest. So that is a little bit of a slate demo here. Aside from that, I think we're all caught up. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back early tomorrow, 12:30 p.m. Eastern, for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.